Darren, thank you. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 5th of July. The general synopsis at midnight, low, Faroe 999, expected Norway 997 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, cyclonic, mainly southwest, becoming north later 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North at Cirrha, south at Cirrha, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, then becoming variable 3 or less for a time in North Forties and Cromarty, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, southwest 4 to 6, veering west 3 to 5 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth, southwest, veering west later 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, northerly or northeasterly, backing westerly in north and elsewhere later 3 to 5. Rain later in north, good, occasionally moderate later in north. South Fitzroy, northerly 5 to 7, backing northeasterly 4 or 5 later in north, perhaps gale 8 later in far south, mainly fair or good. North Fitzroy, northeasterly at first in southeast, otherwise westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west or southwest, veering northwest later 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, west, veering northwest later 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northerly 3 to 5 in north and elsewhere later, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic, becoming northwest later, 3 to 5, rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic, becoming mainly northeast, 3 to 5, rain or showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly, 4 to 6 later, mainly fair, good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations. Tyree Automatic, west by north 5, recent drizzle, 7 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west 4, recent drizzle, 2 miles, 1001, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 3, slight rain, 500 metres, 997, falling slowly. Lucas, west, southwest 5, more than 38 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest by west 3, 1011, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 5, 5 miles, 1019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west, southwest 5, 5 miles, 1020. Jersey, west 3, 16 miles, 1022, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 4, 11 miles, 1021. Scilly Automatic, west, southwest 4, missed 3 miles, 1022, falling. Valentia, west-southwest 4, slight showers, 1 mile, 1017, falling. Ronald's Way, west-southwest 5, 14 miles, 1011, falling. Malin Head, southwest by west 6, missed, 1.5 miles, 1008, falling slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, an area of low pressure to the north of Scotland will move away eastwards today. This will leave a generally strong west to southwesterly flow across the United Kingdom, with rain or drizzle for most areas today and showers on Sunday. Cairbrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly, veering northerly later 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in east. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in north. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest, veering west later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, decreasing 3 at times later, rain at first, showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly 4 to 6. Decreasing 3 at times later in north. Rain at first, thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time in east. Rain at times, thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest, veering northwest later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest, veering northwest later, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times, occasional rain or drizzle, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, west or southwest, veering west or northwest later, 4 or 5, rain or drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time in north, rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Mull of Kintyre, then becoming variable 3 or less for a time in North Channel. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Aghnamurcan Point, west or southwest, varying northwest later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Aghnamurcan Point to Cape Wrath, westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, becoming mainly fair later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And now, Prayer for the Day celebrates 55 years on Radio 4 from Bradford, the City of Culture, with Reverend Canon Ned Lunn.
Good morning. Creativity is often imagined as wild and unbound, a free-flowing river of possibility. But I've come to know, as both artist and disciple, that creativity flourishes not in chaos, but in constraint. Writing poetry, especially sonnets, teaches me this. Their form is a vessel, not a cage. In metre and rhyme, I discover what I truly need to say. A blank canvas can paralyse. Limitless choice becomes a burden. Form, rhythm, and rule offer a pathway. Constraint is not the enemy of imagination, but its companion. For me, The daily office that I say at Bradford Cathedral is such a holy constraint. It is liturgical scaffolding within which my creative soul can play. In prayer, I'm drawn back to what matters. I listen, I yield, I remember. Prayer shapes my vision. It invites, choose well, choose wisely, choose what gives life. Working in a cathedral in a busy city, I face 1,000 invitations daily. What to read, what to say, what to make. Without prayer, I chase shadows. With prayer, I discern what is necessary, what is good, what will serve the kingdom. I'm not seeking efficiency, but faithfulness. Prayer gives contour to my calling. My art becomes not just expression, but service, witness, offering. Holy Spirit, breath of creation and giver of form, teach me to welcome boundaries that bring life. Root my decisions in prayer, that I may know what to pursue and what to lay down. Let your presence be the frame in which I live and create. Shape my imagination into service and my desires into worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Reverend Canon Ned Lunn. On Radio 4, we revisit our developmental series, Child. India Rackerson looks at the current state of childcare in the UK.
I've just had the first meeting at my baby's nursery. On the one hand, I'm excited to have this time back for myself, personally and professionally, but also sad to let go.
These babies, they bring some big moments.
I know everything about all of her days up until now. So I think what I need to start doing probably is reframing it. This is all happy things. You know, I'm dropping her off at childcare for the first time.